It's time for Cigar Talk, the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. Whether you're a new cigar enthusiast or a cigar aficionado, we have something for everyone. Bringing you the best interviews, cigar reviews. So grab yourself a cigar.
It's time to light them up.
It's time for Cigar Talk. I'm your host, Rob Jones. We got Big Larry sitting in the co-pilot seat tonight. How you doing, bro?
Oh, how about if I unmute you?
I'm doing better now.
There you go.
Everybody can hear me. Hello, Cigar Talk family.
How's it going, guys? Well, welcome to the show. We got a good show lined up for you today. First, let me tell you about, we are going to dive deep into the regions that tobacco is grown for cigars and kind of like, what's the difference? You know what I mean? Like, you smoke a cigar that's from Nicaraguan versus the Dominican Republic. It's going to be different.
Yes.
And so a lot of people have no idea, like, what the profile might be. What's the difference between region to region? We're going to break them down, and we're going to cover a lot of ground.
They'll find
literally.
They'll find out tonight. All right.
So tell everybody what you're smoking. I think you're smoking the same thing I'm smoking.
I am. This is from Tabanero, one of our sponsors.
Oh, this is the Maduro.
Yes.
Good cigar. Solid cigar. I saw Hatch smoking one earlier, and the ash was really nice on it.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably one of the biggest faults I do when I smoke is I don't let my ash remain.
Yeah.
Like, I let it get about that far, and I start rolling it off, and it's like, you don't need to do that, but it is a habit.
Let it grow a little bit.
It's a bad habit.
Yeah, yep. Because, there's some advantages to keeping a little ash on your cigar.
Yeah, it maintains the temperature, doesn't overheat, and it keeps it from going out.
That's right.
I'm a little, what do you call it?
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yes. That more than a little.
So
tell everybody what work on that. You should work.
Yeah, I'm new too. Okay. So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Benchmark Bonded.
Oh, that's what I'm drinking. Oh, that's what we got. Two bottles. Yeah. I thought we had a top floor and a bonded. No, I didn't realize there was two different ones.
No, the top floor is gone.
Mm.
It's in the basement now.
So if you guys haven't had the Benchmark Bonded, solid ball and bond.
Yes, it is.
$18.
Yes. $17.99 right here in Abilene at our favorite place, Best Price Liquors,
North 6th and Willis. There you go.
We got to get that guy over here sometime.
I would love to. I've invited him, and I think he's scared.
We're right in tune, EJ. That's what I was going to say. I think he's scared.
He's known me a while.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, come on over.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm giving him my phone number. He's never called. Maybe you should try.
Oh, I'll give it a shot.
Maybe Hatch. Hatch is less intimidating.
Yes. Yes.
I think maybe that would go over better than both of us.
Yes.
So anyway,
you have your assignment
great,
for the week.
Great pairing with this Maduro and that
is.
Bonded
yes, it
for
is.
Benchmark.
Yes.
So let's, before we go into the worldwide tobacco, let's talk about McAuliffe cigars. I mean, dude, if you haven't smoked them.
Can't say enough.
Smoke them.
You got to get there. You got to get
smoke them. And you know what? Try the Medallia.
Yeah.
I saw a guy on Facebook not long ago, and he had posted a message about McAuliffe, and he's like, oh, I don't like any of their cigars. And I was like, have you smoked them all? And he was like, yes. And I was like, you didn't like the Leyenda? And he's like, oh, well, I haven't smoked that one. I was like, what about the Medallia? Okay, I haven't smoked that one. I was like, because that's a pretty bold statement for you to go, I don't like any of their cigars, because they have a cigar for everyone's profile.
Every single one.
I mean, if you want something delicate that's delicious, you got to go with the McAuliffe. What's the top of the line cigar they make?
Yeah.
My mind went blank.
It's not the Reserva.
It is the Reserva. There you go. Yeah. The Reserva. Dude, you know what? We need to get some of those.
Yes.
Because it's been a while.
Yeah.
And that is a special cigar. Have you smoked one, Hatch? Look at her over there like,
it's one. Okay.
But the Reserva, the Leyenda, the Medallia, the Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Hacienda. I think I made that up.
I think you did, too.
It was Spanish.
And now I can't remember what I think you were trying to say.
You know, they have one that's a Maduro and a Habano, and I think it's the Experiencia.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, boom. That's it. Yeah,
Hacienda Experiencia. Yeah. That's close.
I can see where you get that confused. Yeah,
both. Also, our other sponsor here is Rabbit Air.
Rabbit Air.
And I mean, dude, they
can't say enough.
Yeah, I mean, if I had my own lounge, I'd have like five in the front, five in the back, because what I love about them is they're quiet.
Yes.
I hate smoke eaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you're running smoke eaters, there's a certain decibel volume that makes it harder to talk to people.
That's true.
And if you're listening to music, forget it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not going to sound the same. And so I want a system that's quiet. And I didn't even know that existed until we got a Rabbit Air.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing is, for some people who may be a little hard of hearing, a little bit hearing impaired, that background
smoke
noise.
Smoke eaters really plays a number on them because it's a very low constant. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be like you trying to listen while I was going,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
You do that a lot. No, they're great. And you know,
sorry.
The other night when we were all over here and it got a little smoky, you cranked it up to high. And within 2-3 minutes tops, smoke's gone.
It was gone.
Air was clear and easy to breathe.
And on eyes quit even burning. On high, you can hear it.
Yeah, but it's not.
But
that
it's
loud.
Not that low, degrading. Mm-hmm. You know, where it makes you feel like you've been human trafficked.
You know some things about degrading, don't you?
Yeah, I was human trafficked as a young one.
Okay. Probably a traffic jam. All right, we're not going to joke about human trafficking tonight.
No, that would be across the, that would be below the belt.
Yes, it would. Yeah, you get some experience with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's jump into tobaccos from around the world.
I'm excited on this one.
And I mean, you got to start with number one.
Yes.
We know Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not smoked a ton of Cuban cigars. I've probably in my career journey smoked about maybe 12 to 15.
It's a lot more than I have.
And some of them have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been horrible. Mm-hmm. And because I don't smoke them enough, I'm not a good person to ask what's what. But let's dive into their flavor profile. The Cuban tobacco is often considered the golden standard in cigar flavor. It's known for its rich, earthy, and spicy notes with a distinct sweetness. The cultivation traditionally grown in Bajo region. I know that I butchered that. It's the Vuelta.
I would call it Vuelta
Abajo. Vuelta Abajo region. I think that probably sounds way better than mine.
Yeah.
The soil of Cuba is rich in minerals and nutrients, contributing to a unique flavor for Cuban tobacco.
All right.
Famous, what is that word there? The Varieto, Corojo and Criollo. Corojo and Criollo. I always say Criollo. Is that what it is? Criollo?
I believe it's
mellow yellow. One of those.
Criollo.
Okay, there you go.
I think.
Are two of the most famous Cuban tobaccos, often used in premium cigars. So, I mean, like, you're going to find that in a lot of other regions because they took seed from Cuba and started growing it everywhere.
Yeah, Cuban seed tobacco.
I'm like, did tobacco originate in Cuba? You know what I mean? I wonder where it actually originated, because haven't they smoked tobacco for thousands of years?
Yeah.
And I mean, Cuba hadn't been around for thousands of years.
It's probably something about the soil in Cuba, though. You know, that the climate,
the tropic,
and the soil.
Rich soil.
Yeah. I mean, people just leaving Cuba with like pockets full of seeds.
Oh, yeah. Or bags.
Yeah.
They got them up over their shoulder. And you know, you can put a 1,000 seeds in a thimble.
That's crazy.
So a bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got crops.
Yeah, tobacco for the world.
Yeah. So anyway, let's jump into the Dominican Republic, which I'm way more familiar with. Mm-hmm. And you've had several.
Yes, I have.
But the Dominican tobacco tends to be a milder tobacco with a creamy, nutty profile. It often has hints of cedar and coffee. The cultivation in Dominican Republic has a diverse range of microclimates, which allows for various tobacco flavors depending on what region you grow in, which is cool because you don't want like all of the DR to taste exactly the same. So
part of the country to the other, you're going to get a
quick.
Okay. one part of the country, the other, you can get a completely different flavor.
Yeah. And the big tobacco leaves they use, the, what does that say, Palato? Cubano is a popular Dominican tobacco variety used in many cigars. Mm-hmm. Let's jump over to Honduras.
Honduras.
So are you a fan of Honduras tobacco?
I am.
I figured you were because you like a bolder cigar.
I like something bold.
And usually if something's coming out of Honduras or Ecuador, you're going to get some like peppery.
Robust, spicy, peppery.
Very much so.
Yeah, full-bodied and flavorful. Cultivation from the Jam Astron Valley and the Copan region, notable areas for tobacco cultivation in Honduras.
And they say that it's spicy with a peppery characteristic, and it's often a full-bodied, like they almost always full-bodied. Yeah. When you see the strength meter, it's like pegged. But yeah, I'm a fan of Honduras tobacco when I'm in the mood for something bold. And I like a good Habano.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Skip the Maduro for me because that adds the sweetness. But if you give me a Habano, I'm going to get some good spice out of it.
I've started venturing into more Habanos and enjoying them.
Isn't it a good ride?
Yeah, it is. It's
a totally different ride.
And you know, I love Maduros.
I know you do.
Yeah, but those Habanos, yes, it's a different ride. It's a good one. It's definitely a good one.
So let's jump into the Mac Daddy, which is Nicaragua. If you are a full body, like that's your jam.
Like me.
Like you. Mm-hmm. Nicaragua is known for the complexity, offering a balance of spice, earthiness, and sweetness, and has gained popularity for its rich and full-bodied flavors. Yes. Cultivation, Esteli, Jalapa, Condega. When you're getting tobaccos out of Jalapa, or is it Jalapa or Jalaha?
I'd call
Jalaha.
I thought Jalapa.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Jalapa. And then Condega. That those two regions, like that's where the good stuff is. It's like if you were like, what's that dude's name that was in Raiders of the Lost Ark? You're going down there to get the good stuff.
Yeah.
You look at the cultivation. Those regions in Nicaragua known for its tobacco, and then you look at the famous variety. That's what that word is in Spanish. Varietal. Variety. Criollo
98 and Corojo 99
are popular Nicaraguan tobaccos. And so when you've had a ton of that.
I have.
And
love them.
I think throw in the Lajero. You know what I mean? Yeah. You get some nice spicy cigars, but you want to add a punch to it. Nicaraguan Lajero.
Woo! Hello, baby.
Ecuador. Ecuadorian tobacco is known for its smooth, creamy profile with subtle sweetness and floral notes. The Ecuador is famous for its shade-grown tobacco, which is grown under cheesecloth tents to protect it from direct sunlight. So it gives it a much lighter. You know, you don't get that sugar fermentation on the wrapper when you keep it hidden from the sun. You know, people might even say, I was shade grown. Like there's not a lot of sun been on this skin.
Yeah, that's true.
Famous varieties, Ecuadorian Connecticut Shade, Ecuadorian Habano are the most popular wrappers used. And I love the Habano.
Yes.
I mean, to me, those are a good medium, maybe a medium plus, but it's usually got some really good transitions. It's usually not a one-hit wonder, so I'm a fan. And then we jump into the United States.
USA, USA, USA.
All right, let's not go crazy. Okay. I mean, a lot of people think America's number one. Well, when it comes to tobacco growing, we're not.
We're not.
We used to compete, but then we got PC. So anyway, when you start in the United States, we're talking about Connecticut tobacco. It's known for its mild and creamy profile, while the Pennsylvania tobacco tends to be stronger with an earthy and spicy note. Cultivation, Connecticut Shade tobacco is grown under shade in Connecticut River Valley, while Pennsylvania Broadleaf is known for its robust flavor and often used as a wrapper. The famous varieties, you have the Connecticut Shade, the Pennsylvania Broadleaf, are main varieties grown in these regions. And so, you know, the Connecticut out of the States is usually pretty badass.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. we don't have a lot, but what we make it good.
Yes. Yes, we do.
And then we're going to go down to the African Cameroon. You know, people say they have Cameroon cigars. If the tobacco's not from Africa, it's not Cameroon. That's the deal. And it's known for its spicy flavor and hints of cedar and nutmeg. Mm. The cultivation is the Cameroon is grown in West Africa. The tobacco leaves are delicate and thin, making them suitable for wrappers. Famous varieties is the African Cameroon is used in premium cigars, prized for its flavor and
aesthetic appeal.
Aesthetic, because it aesthetic. Is a pretty wrapper. Yes.
Yeah, they are.
It's so thin that you, if you have a really good roller, mm-hmm. can't even see the lines in the tobacco because it's such a thin leaf that, you know, when you're using a thick leaf, mm-hmm. you're going to see the lines.
Right.
But look, Mom, no lines. hang on a minute. I got to look over here. I think I somehow got the wrong print here for our... So do you have the Costa Rican and Brazilian?
I do not.
Okay. Well, listen here, folks. We got Brazilian tobacco, which is usually a Maduro. It's a dark, thick, oily wrapper. Mm-hmm. And
I like
it's
those.
Usually sweet. Like, not infused sweet, but just like the sweet lips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get a little taste of sweetness on your lips. Mm-hmm. Can't beat it. And then also with Costa Rican, you get that, what do you call that, Virgin Island area?
Caribbean.
Thank you, Hatch. You're a little slow. Don't act like you came up with it when you heard her say it first, okay? But anyway, the Caribbean produces usually a darker, mild sweetness with some coffee. And so it's a great cigar, too. You don't get near as many of the Costa Ricans or Brazilians.
Yeah.
But when you find one, I highly recommend you give them a try. See what you think, because it'll be completely different. Can you turn my camera back on? It'll be completely different than what we're used to from Nicaragua and the DR. Yes. Okay. Can you push? There you go. Up. You got it.
We're all good.
Right. Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed that segment of where the tobaccos are coming from and their unique profiles. As you make through your journey, you'll kind of get like some favorites. And it's like when I first started, I had no idea. They were like, oh, so do you like Nicaraguan or the DR? And I was like,
I don't know. I just like cigars.
I was like, I have no idea.
I was the same way.
And so, but what's funny now, years and years later, it's like, I don't actually say I prefer one or the other. Mm-hmm. I know that it's going to be a great experience knowing what to be looking for.
Right.
I mean, do you have like a particular region that you prefer?
No, I would say not really. You know, Nicaragua, yes, I do like those, but there's a lot that I like though. It just comes down to
how's that particular cigar? I'm so sorry. We also left out Mexico at the San Andreas. Oh. And you cannot, I cannot let that go because San Andreas is going to give you that earthy, that leathery, that black pepper, that nice spice. Yes. And it's going to be a little bold. And, you know, that's the wrapper on the medallion.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yes.
But so knowing different regions, you kind of like, without even smoking it, you can go, that's from there.
Yeah.
I want to try that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And one of the most interesting things is when they take these blends from different regions around the world and put them together.
Yes.
Like
somebody's doing some good blending.
Alchemy going on in that scenario. And one of the cigars that I thought was one of the most unique blends was, and here everybody's going to jump on me, but Gurkha with the, what is it? The Remnant? Is that what it was?
The Revenant.
That's right. Yeah. The Revenant. And they had, and I could be messing this up, because I wasn't focused so much on the wrapper, but I believe the wrapper was like a Habano from Honduras, but the binder was Cameroon. And so, I mean, it was like, I don't remember having a cigar that the binder was Cameroon, because usually that's always the wrapper. But I was talking to an actual blender, and he was telling me it actually makes sense, because when you go Cameroon, you have all the fine, delicate leaves that make wrappers.
Right.
Well, what are they doing with the rest of the plant that's not suitable for a wrapper? You take that, so you're buying it at a cheaper rate, but you're providing a very interesting flavor by putting it in there. And I was like, I don't know why somebody doesn't do that more often. So it was pretty damn good to me. Hey, guys, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be doing the Showcase Showdown. Don't go anywhere. All right. Thanks for hanging through the break. And we've got our Showcase Showdown coming up next.
It is that time.
Hey, before we jump right in there, let's talk about Case Elegance. If you need to keep your cigars humidified and you want to do it in classy style, don't get any better.
Like a gangster.
They've got a great warranty on their product. Customer service is second to none.
And a great selection of humidors.
And their price, they have a price for every price point. Like you want to spend $70 or $60, you get a badass humidor. You want to spend $300, you get a badass humidor. You want to spend $3,200, you get a badass humidor.
You want to spend $40 for a badass travel case.
Oh,
you can do it.
100%. So check out the show notes. There's a link, and through that link, you'll get 10% off of all Case Elegance products. And Cigar Talk's the only one that gets that.
And even without the discount, it's still a great bargain.
But I mean,
great value.
And you can have monogrammed or laser etched personal name, initials. You could probably have Cigar Talk logo put on your thing. So
that's what you should do.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. We should definitely do it. And they make more than just humidors too. Watch boxes,
they make a
jewelry boxes.
They make men's stuff.
They make ladies' stuff.
Yeah.
Say with a little bit more excitement, Rob. Women's stuff. Man stuff and women's stuff.
Yep. So, hey, also, let's talk about Tabanero. We smoked Tabanero Maduro on the first half of the show. we started way before.
Yes.
But great cigar. What'd you light up during the break, by the way?
The old Flathead 660, the Gordo. This is the Flathead Carb.
Okay. That's a good cigar.
I bought it for Hatch, and I forgot it was for Hatch.
So anyway,
I got another one for you.
Anyway, I'm smoking the Stillwell from Saka, and this is the Navy.
All right. I have not.
No, you have not tried these.
I have not.
I'm digging it.
Okay.
I'm digging it. We'll talk a little bit.
I
do not.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that a little bit later, because Hatch brought me one of the other ones, and I want to talk about that.
Okay.
But we'll be talking about those a little bit later. I'm going to light this up, so find something interesting to say.
I wish I had one of those Stillwell cigars that Rob keeps going on and on about. But one of these days, I know they have them at the Leaf, so I'll get by there and I'll get one. Check them out.
I dig it. I love the Navy. And the funny thing is, so if you don't know about the Stillwell cigars from Saka, he actually uses pipe tobacco as the filler. And this one being called the Navy, whenever I was smoking a pipe, one of my favorite tobaccos was the Royal Navy.
Okay.
And it is a very unique flavor profile. But what's interesting about these cigars, and we'll talk about it a little bit more in depth, but they're not the first one to put pipe tobacco in a cigar, but all the other ones before were shitty.
So they're the best ones.
The problem was they were super sweet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they didn't use quality tobaccos as the binder.
Makes it even worse.
Right. It's just like, oh, here's a pipe tobacco cigar.
Let's put some leaves around this.
Saka doesn't do half-ass.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, Saka.
All right.
Anyway, let's jump into the Showcase Showdown. My first cigar of the group is the Monte Cristo 1935 anniversary Nicaraguan. Great cigar. Comes in it comes in multiple, but the one I love is the Bellicoso. It's a 6 1/8 by 52 box press. The wrapper is Nicaraguan Habano. The binder filler is Nicaraguan.
All right.
The blender, AJ Fernandez.
Oh, AJ.
And it's manufactured in the San Latano factory, which is owned by AJ.
All right.
So great cigar. And to celebrate their success, the milestone, Altadas brand ambassador Rafael Nodal once again reached out to the cigar master blender AJ Fernandez to help in creating a tribute to the original blend of the first Monte Cristo cigar. And as always, AJ has swung hard, and he swung for the fences and knocked it out of the park again.
Home run.
The Monte Cristo 1935 anniversary. They're using premium tobaccos from AJ's farms and rolled at the esteemed San Latanto factory. This is a Nicaraguan Puro, is medium to full bodied experience and will enslave your palate with notes of wood, coffee, cinnamon, earth, spice, and naturally sweet tobacco from start to finish. Like, that's a damn good cigar.
Sounds delicious.
Complexity.
Sounds like a buffet.
And it's complexity is definitely noticeable from beginning to end. You're going to be on a ride.
All right.
And I mean, you can find them not too crazily priced.
Okay.
Next one on my list is the Crowned Heads Special Edition, the Yellow Rose of Texas.
How did I know you were going to go there?
Well, it's not actually called Texas. It's just called the Yellow Rose. But, you know, Texas, we always say the Yellow Rose of Texas. Mm-hmm. It comes in a torpedo, a 6.25x54. It's also a box press. It's full strength. The wrapper is a Connecticut Broadleaf. The binder filler is Nicaraguan. It's a dark Maduro, and the blender is John Huber, and the manufacturer, it's made at the factory by My Father Cigars.
All right.
I mean, another great blender, another great factory, all those guys over at My Father's, we know what they do. If you have your cigar made at their factory, you're getting a quality product. Let's see what it says here, though. Made in a limited batches for the state of Texas, Crowned Heads Yellow Rose Torpedo isn't easy to come by if you don't live in the state. So there's a good chance if you don't live in Texas, you haven't had one of these.
You got to come to Texas, people. Got to come to Texas.
Anyway, this is a medium to full bodied. My Father factory in Nicaragua made it, loaded with the Kinetic chocolate.
They do.
But you get into the...
It's more pure.
But the dark chocolate
yeah, it's more pure.
Is really good when you've been on a ride of cedar and spice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem as bitter as what if you go from milk chocolate to dark. Right. It's like when you go from spice to dark, it's like, oh, I get the cocoa there. Anyway, great cigar. Last one on my list. What I do with my list here. Let's see here. Thank you.
I'm here for you, brother.
Is the Stillwell Star English number 27. That was a gift from Hatch. She brought me one of those. It's a Toro 6x52. It's also box press. No, it's not box press. Excuse me. It's medium strength, and it's flavored. It would fall under, like, is it flavored? Yes, it is. But it's flavored with pipe tobacco. It's not like, you know, they sprayed some perfume in it.
And it's not real sweet. It's not real sweet pipe tobacco either, is it?
Well, the English is not.
Okay.
There is one called the Aromatic, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But the wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano. The binder is Mexico, and it's undisclosed. Like, it's top secret. He's not telling people what it is. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's a lighter colored cigar. The blender is Steve Saca and Jeremy Reeves. The manufacturer is Hoya de Nicaragua, S.A. What does that mean, S.A.? S.A.! No, I don't think that's what
it means. No, settle down, Rob.
Anyway, manufacturer, Hoya de Nicaragua.
Okay.
And then you've got the country of origin, of course, Nicaragua. The Stillwell Star is the world's first luxury pipe tobacco cigar. Cigars incorporating pipe tobaccos into their mix is not a new thing, but almost universally, they're unbearably sweet, utilize marginal pipe and cigar tobaccos, and are rather simple, heavy-handed blends that afford the smoker little sophistication or balance. In short, they're not good. But Dumbarton Tobacco and owner Steve Saka has changed that by going a totally different direction and approach. A totally mesmerizing smoking experience, four unique cigars which own personality defy the blends of other cigars before this type.
All right.
And so with this one, it's very refined, but you're getting that, like for me, the Navy, the one I'm smoking now, I actually get that Royal Navy profile from smoking it.
Right.
And the one that I smoked the other night, which was the English, like it was really good. It gives you that pipe tobacco note, but it's not too sweet. So the other night, though, I smoked the aromatic. And I will say this, like whenever I smoked a pipe, I was never a fan of the aromatics. And I thought I would be because, you know, before you ever smoked anything, you walked into a room ever that someone was smoking vanilla or cherry in a pipe. You were like, oh,
that's
God,
so good.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, the aroma from that could be compared to like.
Careful.
The roses of the gods.
All right.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like that note just like it. I remember walking into Smoker's Haven back when I was a teenager. It was in the mall. And you'd walk in there and smell that pipe tobacco. And you were just like, wow, this is heaven. So
there was a place back home. We used to go Westview Mall in Baltimore, in Catonsville, right outside of Baltimore. I think it was called Malcolm's. I thought it was called Malcolm's. But Ed said he worked at Westview at a tobacco shop out there, too. And yeah, same thing. We used to go to Westview. We just walk in there. We were, I don't know, 11, 12 years old, can't buy anything, just to walk through there and smell all the pipe tobacco.
It was amazing.
It was great.
Yeah. And if you've never been where they have like pipe smoking going on, it's a treat.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But what I will say about the aromatic was it was sweet to the lips and it was sweet on the burn, but the burn was not like overly sweet.
Right.
So it wasn't like, to me, it wasn't like smoking a true vanilla blend or something like that, but it did have sweetness. And I wouldn't smoke it again. Just, it was a little too sweet for me overall, but I wanted to experience it. And I would say I took away that you're smoking quality tobacco.
Right.
And I mean, you know when you're smoking good tobacco.
Yes. Yes, you do.
And you know when you're
smoking bad tobacco. Oh, yeah.
So what I would say is, if you haven't had a chance to smoke the Stillwell line of cigars, try them all. And if you've never smoked a pipe, I encourage you to try them because you might learn something about pipe smoking that you didn't know. Mm-hmm. And if you're a pipe smoker, I would love to hear back from you after smoking them and get your feedback because I'm not a regular pipe smoker. Yeah. I did that for a year and I gave up. I was a quitter. So anyway, that's my three on the showcase sit down. Let's get over to Larry's shitty picks of the week.
Oh, had to be like that. You had to go there. First one on the list, right out of the gate, the Zeno Platinum Grandmaster Robusto. Half by 52. It was great with my morning
Larry
coffee.
Comes out swinging.
Great with my morning coffee.
Comes out swinging.
That's right. That's
Damn,
right.
Damn, where'd you get that?
Oh, somebody gave it to
that's
me.
That's a great cigar. Who. I haven't had one of those in a long, long time.
I'll get you one.
Oh, great cigar.
I have another one.
Okay.
I have one left, and it's going to be yours. It was great with the morning coffee. Mellow, smooth. It's 4-plus-year-old Dominican and Peruvian tobacco with a Connecticut Ecuadorian wrapper. Each one burned perfectly with hints of coffee, cocoa, and nuts.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, I was telling Hatch during the break that I normally start my Saturday morning faculty meeting with Connecticut.
Right.
Yeah. And that's a great one, too. And I enjoyed it so much on Saturday. Although nobody else, Hatch didn't show up. Neither did you, but I know you were probably busy. Yeah, well, yeah, with the other job. I don't know what Hatch's story was. Anyway, next one, thanks to you.
She didn't go home till 2 a.m. the night before. But go ahead.
Hatch has been keeping late hours lately.
Yeah, I don't know. That's no. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I wonder if she's up at 5 a.m. like she normally is out on the porch smoking a cigar.
Yeah, a cigar.
And I was going, and she's reading not. The news. I was like, she's not. She slept in. Do you sleep in that day? Yeah. What time did you get up? 9. That is way late for Hatch.
I thought she said, I said, you're going to come to the meeting in the morning. She said, yeah, I guess I'll be there. And she wasn't. And by 10:30, I said, yeah, Hatch ain't coming. But I also realized she was here when I left the night before.
Yeah.
She's still here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, I wondered if you were up because I was still up.
Still up.
I didn't go to bed that night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You tend to do that. Next one on the list, thanks to you and the folks from Blue Sky, was that Mad Minnow.
Oh.
They call it the Solomon.
And what does the box say? Don't something with the minnow.
I've never seen the box.
What does it say? Oh.
Wow.
Says, don't fuck with the minnow. Right. See, technically, I was using a quote.
Yes, yes.
So I didn't drop the F-bomb.
We're trying to keep the PG rating.
But you give thanks, me Hatch. A quote.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, I'm proud
Booyah.
Of you. And I'm proud of you. You've been doing very well this evening.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Off. Here we go.
It's a 4.75x44. They call it the Solomon from Esteli.
It's a ring gauge of what, 52?
44.
Okay. I thought it was a little bigger than that. But yeah. But I mean, it's a Salomon, so it's only Salomon. Big in the middle. It's mm-hmm. small on both ends.
Starts, tapers.
And, you know, I like to smoke them backwards.
Yes. Yeah. And that's how I've been smoking them, too.
It's like I want the thicker part in my mouth so that it burns. And as it burns, it gets wider and wider and wider and wider.
Yes. Yeah. That was a great cigar. If you need a quick smoke.
Oh,
that's the one to go.
Can't beat it.
You know, when I was on the road for Baltimore a couple weeks ago, I got to the hotel, just wanted to have a cigar and a drink outside, and it was kind of cold. That was perfect.
And yeah, when it's cold outside and if you have let's just say you got a flathead 660, you're not even going to go out.
No.
It's like, I don't want to waste a good cigar.
That's right.
And so you got a minnow.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
It was. And it was. So you gave me like 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
Too.
And we want to say thank you to Big Sky. If you haven't checked those guys out, check them out. They're a very small cigar brand and they are bootstrapped. They are working their asses off. And so, you know what? You get an opportunity to give them some love. Give them some love, man. It's always great
show
to
show them the love they've got. And they have more than just the minnows. They have some standard stuff.
The Habano. I really liked it.
Okay. Oh, look, neither one of our cameras have a picture on it. So.
Isn't that great? Anyway, go ahead.
She's not even helping us over there. It's from Esteli, Nicaragua. They call it medium plus. And, you know, I don't find anything that's really, I call boom, you know, just bold. That's what I really like. But I would call this medium Nicaragua.
Which is unexpected. Because when you see this little cigar, you're like, oh, that's not going to be anything.
Yeah.
And then when you smoke it, you're like, oh,
hello.
That's a real cigar.
Yes, yes.
Like, it's not like a cigarillo.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah,
you know exactly. what I mean? Like, have you smoked a cigarillo?
I have.
When I smoke a cigarillo, it's like, oh, at least I'm smoking a real cigar. Mm-hmm. And then about halfway through, I'm like, this ain't a real cigar.
I'm not smoking a real cigar.
This is not a real cigar.
I've been hoodwinked.
Right.
And bamboozled. And I've been running like,
up. You know, there's a little stand at the Leaf that has a bunch of those cigarillos. Well, they're not even cigarillos. Yeah. They're small cigars. Yeah. But
this is like, Every now and then I'll do one of those.
And so when you get. But compared to that and this, night and day.
Night and
the minnow really is a cigar.
Yes, it is. It's just in a very small vitola.
30 minutes.
Tops.
You're done.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's good. Nicaraguan filler and binder with a Habano wrapper.
Ooh.
So, you know, you should taste a little cedar, some baking spices, rye bread, and black pepper.
Yeah, that's exactly what I got.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's good. Last one on the list. I've talked about this before. Got to go back to it because I have like 2 left. The Under Crown Factory Floor Edition. That Lonsdale 6x46. I gave you 1 or 2 of those.
Did you?
I did. Watch you smoke one.
It's a Lonsdale, and it's by Under Crown.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not Crowned Heads.
No.
Under Crown.
Under Crown.
And what's it called?
It's called the Factory Floor.
edition. Oh, yeah. That's a special edition cigar.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you're coming out the guns on the last one, too. Yeah. I see how it is.
I won a box of them at the Super Bowl party at the Leaf.
Oh, very nice. Yes, yeah. Very nice.
And, there's about two left. Mix of Nicaraguan tobacco leaves with a filler, Connecticut broadleaf binder, and a Mexican San Andreas Maduro wrapper. So you get notes of toasted oak, baking chocolate, sweet mocha, and freshly tilled soil.
Great list. Yes. Great list.
Thank you.
Great.
Glad you approve.
I really do. Those are all great cigars. And my list was better, but you know, that's just the way it usually works.
Yes.
But
your show.
Two different lists there. If you went out and bought all six of those cigars, you've got a good week.
Yes, you do.
Or for some people, a good 6 months. But for us, that's a good week.
Yeah.
Before we go, though, and so let me just say this, guys. We're fixing to jump into our sports section of the show, which we don't do every time. But there's a lot of guys who are not sports fans. So if you're not a sports fan, you're probably going to want to listen anyway. Because, you know, we're not huge sports people. Like, you know what team I like? What team do I like? What football team do I like?
Well, you watch the Cowboys.
I do watch the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah. I don't know if I like them. I'm a Cowboy fan. Yeah. That doesn't mean I like them. You know, they were amazing back in the heyday in the early 90s when I was like, I've been a fan because my dad was a fan. So, you know, I grew up with the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, we were Cowboy fans, but we were also Pittsburgh Steelers fans when they weren't playing the Cowboys.
Makes sense.
Because if the Cowboys were out, Terry Bradshaw and that, you know, defense they had, mm-hmm. what was that, Steel Curtain? And then you go to the Cowboys, you had Roger Staubach, or Staubach, whatever his name is. But anyway, and then we had the, Doomsday defense. And so... those were the glory days. This year,
they're over.
It's been over for 28 years, but up on 29.
That's a sore point for Rob.
Yeah. And so, you know, we just did a bunch of free agency that went on in the league, and the Cowboys did nothing. Zero. They gave players away. They didn't sign anybody. And we lost our defensive coordinator. Now he is the head coach of the Washington Commanders. And the guy over there at Washington, the new coach that was the Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator, he stole a bunch of the players off of our rosters. Like, hey, we'll pay you more. They went. And
that's not really stealing.
Okay, whatever. I mean, he didn't go out and hire a bunch of players from other teams. He took the players that played for him. That's kind of stealing.
You go with what you know.
So I expect the Cowboys to just basically probably be like 4-12 this year. I'm serious. If they if they win six games, I'll be surprised. And I mean, it's kind of like, all right, well, Dak's in his last year contract, which I would have already fired that dude a long time ago. I'm not a fan. But what are they going to do? So the rumor is they're drafting a young quarterback with the first-round pick,
Okay. Which
that's, I mean, you never know how that's going to work out. Our last two starters of quarterbacks were not first-round picks. In fact, Romo was a seventh-round pick.
Wow.
And, you know, he was from East Illinois.
Yeah.
Do you even know where that is?
Well, I think it's in Illinois, part of the Eastern part. Yeah.
But Eastern Illinois University.
I've been through there.
Okay. But Cowboys going to suck. And for all those, you know, I follow a couple of groups on Facebook that are like rah-rah on the Cowboys. And they're all like, oh, yeah, Jerry Jones got his master plan going. He's going to do this. He's going to surprise everybody, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's what y'all say every freaking year.
So the thing is, Jerry Jones might have a master plan, but will we be alive to see it? And even more importantly,
will he
be alive to see it?
The sooner he's dead, the better the Cowboys will be.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, dude, no one out there disagrees with that. Yeah. If you do, it's because you're Jerry Jones. And I'm pretty sure Jerry Jones doesn't listen to this show. But you know what?
He's probably tuned in right now.
This is
that damn Robin.
This is my theory on the Cowboys with Jerry Jones at the helm.
Want to hear it.
Jerry Jones has never given a shit if they win the Super Bowl. What he gives a shit about is that the Cowboys make more money than any organization in sports, not just football, sports. And the Cowboys do that.
Yeah.
And they do that by hyping up every season as it's
this is going to be the
our year. Yeah. This is going to be it. We're in. We're going to do it. And this year he's like, yeah, fuck it. We're not even going to promote that this is the year. We're just going to keep telling you that this is going to work.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
You know, I'm not a sports fan, and I've probably watched more football since I started going to the Leaf than I have in my entire life. But it's, yeah, it's always, it's such a journey. Because sometimes they'll start strong.
So.
And then they just crash and burn.
I'll tell you this. Like, I didn't enjoy the Cowboy season last year. I mean, when they win, they were beating teams that they should beat. And when they lost, they were getting beat by teams that should beat them.
Yeah.
They never had a chance. And it's all smoke and mirrors for the guys that thought. I mean, we were 12 and 4. That's a good record.
No, it is.
Maybe 12-5. Yeah.
Still a good record.
But good record. Yep. But we had one of the easiest schedules in football. The Eagles crumbled. The Washington Commanders, they sucked. The Giants, they sucked. So, I mean, it was easy for us to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But we lost in the first round against a team that was ranked lower than us. And they beat us pretty easily. And everybody was kind of like, oh, my God. And I was like,
what happened?
Yeah, I saw that coming. I was like, if I had an extra $1 million, I would have bet against them.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see. Now, the flip side to all of this is we got to get rid of Jerry Jones, and we got to get rid of the quarterback, and we got to get rid of the coach. You know who we need as a coach is Belichick. There was no discussion on Belichick coming to the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was rumors about, oh, my God, he's available. Mm-hmm. But apparently he didn't sign anywhere. And I really hope that what he's waiting on is Dak to be gone, MacArthur, the coach, to be gone, and Jerry to die. Do you know what I mean? If those three things happen, Belichick could come in and kick ass.
You really want to see Jerry gone, don't you?
Yeah, because. Yeah. Are you aware that he's not only the owner, but he is the general manager?
Did not know that.
Okay. He's a multi-billionaire. Mm-hmm. He could hire the best general manager on the entire planet, but he thinks that's him.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
You can't be both and to be so egotistical that you think that you can be the best in the business, you're wrong.
Yeah, I'll give that to you.
So, anyway, for those of you that drink the blue Kool-Aid, hey, man, I wish you the best of luck. I would love to see him win a Super Bowl. That would make my day.
Put some vodka in the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, yeah. Instead, we're going to sit here and drink a little bourbon on ourselves. Yeah. And anyway, the guys, that's going to be the rest of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. We'd love to hear your comments. And if you want to submit a showcase showdown of your own,
please do.
There's a good chance you could win a Cigar Talk swag pack.
All right.
So don't go anywhere. We'll be back next week. And until then,
life is short. Smoke with a friend.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. till we meet again.